deal with it in my own way. Get the earth you bought. You wouldn't last one day. Not saying that mine's the worst, but it burns when you're holding the pain. Dose of the rage, enemies on the front page. Keep thinking, say life is a game. What do you see when you look at my face? Money let it come, I don't chase. No, you can't blow in our place. Old time, how you know in our fate? That's some G talk for my G mates. Get a few months goal and see mates. I'm gone, can't hit. I know that these niggas hate my guts on the low, and secretly they can't wait till I blow. That's why I do my thing on the low, do you lie, but I stay low. And you know, meditation, I get my ease from the pole. Fold. Do you lie, but I say, who loved you, said my soul. You say you're nuts, fam, I said I know. Paranoid, always looking for the spy hole. Never look back, I keep an open eyebrow. Calm most of these niggas on road as snakes. Smiling your face with the pace. My mate with the age, black mouth's gonna duct tape. No comment when you're on tape. I got a lot on my plate. Things on my mind like every day, but I don't say. Got red bodies on the front page. You can get yourself on, thinking I'm lame. Insecure, they ain't nothing like my pain. Where I've been before, ain't nothing like where they've been.
On the low, we lie, but I stay low. We lie, but I stay low.
He's gonna see. If it gets flagged up, it's peak. Anyway, no one's. Music from the past,
it's the best thing.
If it's been about 3 or 4 years, they haven't released a tune. Yeah. It might find itself on the pod.
It's hard though. Shout out YM though. 3-2.
Shout him out,
AKA.
No, AKAs. AKA
might have the most AKAs.
Changa. 2K3 the podcast. Hey,
what's up?
How's things?
Good, yeah. But there was something. There's a YM bar, yeah, that every time I see him, I say it, yeah. It's like an old one, yeah. And he gets pissed off when I say it, but I can't remember what it is, man. If I follow him, he'll know it is. I can't remember, though. If I remember for this episode, I'm just going to say it randomly, fam.
How's the week been?
Bro, expensive, bro. That's
what it's back to that.
Expensive, that's expensive. Just properties getting worked on when they're there, I think I'll be, like, in the position where I can move in. Like within 3 weeks, 2 3 weeks.
God, yeah. It's a party. It's a party.
Party at Cons. I got the drinks.
Party at Cons. Party at Cons.
I got some formula milk.
Niggas are not invited.
It's a party.
Yeah, apart from that, it's been a chill. It's been all right. Like, obviously, my son's birthday and that as well. Coming up this weekend, so that's all lit. Yeah, like, it's always confusing that, because like I just posted my son on social media for the first time, and everyone's just like, "Oh, congratulations! Oh, you got a baby!" I'm thinking, brother,
that nigga grown,
be
grown ass man.
I'm grown, Peggy. I'm grown.
Oh yeah,
I'm grown.
He just looked like
a your ass down.
He just looked like a baby because them motherfucking pictures is expensive. And I thought, when I'm ready to post, I'm going to use their shit, nigga. Because that, that photo shoot there, I can't lie, after that photo shoot, they were like, if you can give us some numbers, referrals, we'll just, for every number you give us, we'll give you £1 off the pictures.
Yeah, you know, Connie don't play with money.
I put like 100
the niggas' names.
Yeah, bro. I got a call from there.
Thames's, Joey's, Joey's girl, my ex girl, my other ex. Yeah, everyone, bro. Aunts, uncles, my actual. Well, to be fair, some of my family members actually went and had shoots done. Obviously, I never got no referral money for that. But I think that when it really boiled down to it, the pictures themselves, like professionally edited and all that shit. And not long ago, just that picture with my son, with my boy, is like one of my favorite pictures. Mm. But the picture that, like, man, I think we got like 30 pictures out of that shoot that we chose and selected. Mm. And it still cost him like 4 bills. So you see, like, Yeah, man's using that photo still. Yeah, young and that.
Mm. Man's using it.
One, my son looks young in that photo. Two, he don't look nothing like that now.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's fine. He don't remember, but I remember because, you know, my card was steaming when...
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, I paid this for... I didn't even get no...
He said my card is steaming toasty.
Bro, I didn't even
fire.
Get...
Hot, hot.
I didn't get no tangible pictures printed.
Yeah, it's all
digital, fam.
Yeah.
It's all digital. It's like buying fucking template of Etsy or something and they're just getting the download link. You feel me? That's what a man got.
The download link.
Man got the Wii file. So yeah, that's... But apart from that, yeah, birthday party, been planning for that. The flat is just like a never ending pit of money that's just like just money and just money and just money and just money. Shout out to Eric though, because he's just bossing me. Because like it's just yeah, everything's proper, everything gets done quick, everything gets done on time. Updates are frequent. That's proper sick. Proper business there still. Can't rate it high enough. Proper business.
Is that the one that came from the pod?
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
I'm still like,
yeah.
That is so sick.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so sick. So how's your week been?
It's good. You know what I'm saying? Right now.
What's your problem? What's your problem, bro?
I knew it was coming, bro. I said talk about the week, not today, fam. Fucking hell.
You get me right now. I just finished fasting. It's good.
I both fasted 24 hours before you actually had to fast.
Yeah,
Bo got a practice one.
I'm telling man how dedicated I am to the cause right now. Just in case, you know what I'm saying?
Cause and effect.
Yeah. Shout out my brothers to get me.
Yeah, come on.
Shout out the baddest, man. But I mean, nah, this week's been nice, man. It's been cool, it's been calm, it's been collective. What's the funniest thing I've done this week? Listen to old music.
How old was it?
1920s. No, Jesus
Christ, what are you listening to?
Stop me so quick.
No, I was listening to like Luther Vandross and that, bro.
Oh yeah.
Basically, it was Maeve as well was telling me some stuff, because obviously Maeve is a producer, isn't it?
Like, just... bro, you see when I get him on the show, yeah. Bro, this guy, like the last time I saw him, you know he's talking about, yeah, but how do you think an artist could blow like, but what about producers? I think about you. Like, you try to bust yourself, fam. Like, like, are you forgetting that I know?
Fam, he's so funny, man. But he was telling me about, he was going through like bass lines and kicks and stuff today. And so, So it was nice. But yeah, man, I think this week's been just, it's been nice and easy, man. Yeah. How about you, Joe?
It was a good week. What's going on? By the time this comes out, my show would have happened. My show's on the same day as his son's birthday. That's going to be a long day. So hopefully Kaiwo can share the birthday blessings with my show.
Amen.
So, you know, so that goes well. But I will be there and I will be at my show. So it's cool, man.
So would like to be there.
Yeah, no, of course. But, you know, it's going to be a long-ass day. But it's going to be a long-ass day for all of us. But, yeah, I don't know why, but I'm looking forward to his son's birthday. You know, it's a real monumental thing as friends to start going to each other's like kids' birthdays and events. It's a very, I don't know. It's a it's a nice thing, because imagine I'm coming with my kids. Thames, we're still waiting. But
I'm not coming with no kids.
Thames,
I might be able to grab.
I thought you was gonna lie and say that you're gonna try cups. But you know, like coming with your kids to your best friend's thing with their kid, it's a different thing. So I'm looking forward to it. But so anyway, that's what's going on. Tebs is gonna come in as like a Power Ranger or something and just
come dance to the kids.
And just dance to the kids or something. But it's been a good dance still. There's some good things in the pipeline.
I edit that bit out, bro.
By next week, I can tell the man what's going on. Nice, man. It's all good.
It's nice.
It's all good still. So the topic today was about olders, youngers, and
tinies, littles,
mentors,
juniors,
role models.
Yeah, like anyone had any mentors.
Yeah.
But because I think we was talking about how that's not even a thing no more. Like a man on his own name. Man don't want to do younger.
Yeah.
Nave Smalls.
No disrespect to Nave Smalls, but it's because Ready from Luton. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I said it. Or yeah,
little massive.
You know, or like, yeah, like a tiny
Renny. Might be younger than Exposed, you never know.
Mm. Yeah, it could be dreads and that, looting and that. Mm. Could be. But yeah. What? So, well, you told the story before about the Thames name, but what, I'll pose the question to you, bro. Mm. What was the importance of having a tag of a younger tiny back in the day?
God, it meant you was really...
Because we all had one, so, you know.
I feel like for me... It just meant man was one step closer.
One step closer.
No, do you know what? I was joking, but like for me, it was like, you get what I'm saying? I feel like the importance of it is like, there's a little bit more respect on your name.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, that's how it felt. Like, at the same time, it's like, it felt like it was like, something like an older brother or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I never had that in it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was
yeah.
my first sort of experience having someone, I guess, close in age with that I could like chop it up with and obviously talk about other stuff and shit like that. But it's like, raw, I feel like I got family.
Yeah, I think
that was it for me. But at the same time, I needed the name to ring off. Like, I'll be real, fam. I needed, like, man was young. We could, it's okay. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
No,
like, we could be honest with things. Like, I think for me, like, as much as all that good stuff, you get me? Man wanted the name to ring off. Man wanted the name to ring off more.
But it was more of a cheat code as well, isn't it? Like, as soon as you get a name, it's like it's a cheat code to, you don't have to worry about nothing because that name makes sure that you're good in that realm. And
you'd hope.
Yeah.
Well, you'd hope.
Yeah, well, you know, like, because there was the name brand niggas that had the big name brands and it's like, yeah, you're doing that just to name brand. Yeah. And there's other niggas where it's like, yeah, man's tiny, Dicer.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that Dicer fam?
You know, like niggas used to like.
Man, don't care about no fucking Dicer fam. Run your phone. So it was like, some man was doing it just to have a name.
Yeah.
Other man was doing it like, yeah, like, my older is the shit, yeah, so yeah. I can
or
cut.
Sometimes
through.
It'll be a man's older cousin or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
more time.
But we was, I don't know if it's us, because I feel like back then we was very introverted, gassed youths, but. If I didn't know the name, I didn't give a fuck about who one was or that one was. Like, man don't care about that. Like, man don't hear about them on the roads. Man don't see them on the roads. And we're out here, so fuck. Okay, I'm talking about fucking a Sheldon's brother.
Yeah, what, Smizer?
Creeper.
Who the fuck?
Yeah. Like, back then, brother, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care, fam. Because you're a victim in there and he's not coming down. So, fuck him. Like.
Go on. Respectfully, go on.
Again, that's what I'm trying to say, respectfully. Yeah. Like, man, not really. Man will disregard it. I feel like the whole. I guess my thing is slightly different when it comes to like the whole like having an older.
Mm.
It was more to do with my relationship with.
That guy.
I use my older and all that, but man was just really bedridden.
Close.
Yeah,
there was
well, there's a mutual. We have a mutual interest.
Yeah, I'm trying to say. Yeah,
like, for me, the bottom line is I always have my brothers.
Yeah.
And my brothers are actually my family.
Yeah.
So you actually will get crashed.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say, like. My brothers, if anything was to happen to me, my brothers are they're very, very invested
exactly. in my well-being.
In the get back.
Heavily.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? And it's like, there's no duress or no, it's not a matter of loyalty.
It's a matter of family.
I never really had to, I never used an older as a shield.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm trying to say.
It wasn't like
it wasn't a shield from getting G checked.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a shield from like, I'm gonna get my man to. I didn't use it to impose it on anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? You know, like certain men feel like because they're older is this man, and last summer at Country Show, this man got into an argument with you pulled out a mash and everyone started running and that was the talk for the whole summer and whatever, and you're his younger. So now, by proxy, when you go into rooms, you feel like you automatically suck up all the air in the room and nobody else can breathe.
Like, like you got that same mash.
Yeah, like his energy channels
through you.
Like on a on a godly passage. You know what I'm trying to say? Do you know what I'm saying? It really was like that, and I feel like it was taken far by people. Yeah. Like, you know, like the only way I can describe it is, and this is another thing about family. Yeah, this is another thing about family. Like, so obviously, the men that know me know that Grips is my cousin, isn't it? Mm. RIP Grips, and he's younger Grips.
Like a lot
of niggas don't know because of the rap and because of the terrorism or whatever. That he's actually younger Grips, but Grips, obviously they're brothers,
isn't it?
So the traits that Grips had, by a proxy,
younger Grips, or the Grips that we know,
thought he had those exact traits. He was almost the same person. If anything, the level of arrogance the name gave him
doubled. Yeah,
he was a better version. He was like Grips 2.0 in his own eyes. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, rah, yeah, Grips is strong, I'm stronger. Grips is bad, I'm badder.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Depending on the, and make no mistake, with a lot of people, it alters their personality.
It
turns them into that person. For others, it ain't really that. I don't really need to. Those who know Grips, those who know of Grips, know that he was just really about it. So even in his demise, like the proposition was still
could have happened anytime.
You know what I'm trying to say?
It's still okay.
The proposition for those that were on the other side, on the wrong side, the proposition was not. The enjoyable.
The air can still got sucked out.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say? So it's certain man didn't have the right to behave the way that they did, but the shield of the name was like a brand. It was like Brandon.
It was designer.
Because in the hood, you was Gucci.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's
you step out and you sell. I'm tiny. I'm younger. Like the red carpet gets over.
My bad, sir.
And it's not even. It's so mad. I almost want to use the term mad because I don't want to use any words that are trigger words, but it's so mad. And the reason why I say that is because, like, young this guy or young that guy, when man was growing up, I'm talking about like 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, maybe 17, it started to kind of tail off a little bit. It became less of a shield and more respect.
You know what I'm trying to say?
So when I left school, went to college and that, it became more of a respect thing than a, and more respect and longevity. Because you've had the name for so long.
That name should,
you don't really feel like you need to, everyone knows you as
that, and you identify as it, so
you don't really feel like you need to step into your own space or your own light.
And you end up just keeping the name, bro.
Yeah, because it's stuck to you. For a lot of people,
Like
you can't separate. For example, like, do you think Tiny Boost can ever not be Tiny Boost?
No.
For example,
but it works.
I don't know Don.
But
I can never see him as Booster.
Never.
Like, no matter what happens, he will always be Tiny Boost.
It's transcended the whole older, younger's and.
But I'm sure.
Yeah.
For him now, it's a respecting.
Why?
It's not a shield. I don't know if it ever was. Maybe one day when he comes on the pod, we'll have that conversation and find out what was most really good. But I say that because, like, a lot of Tiny Diss or Younger Diss weren't getting all the gal. It was just man that was were
man, yeah.
obsessed with this stuff. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, man, you're this guy. And, like, let's just say that you're surrounded by a group of people that are not really about that life. Because you're Tiny this or you're Younger this, niggas will gravitate towards you and they will feed off your energy to the point where you got all of these, you're surrounded by all of these people just because of this. Because of the shield, everyone's getting behind this like it's like fucking 300 Spartans. They don't know if you're really about it. They don't know if when it's really time, when shit's really going down, if you're gonna dust out, but everyone will be looking to that person as the orchestrator. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? They're the orchestrator, and they've just got the orchestra behind them. Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say?
They're gonna shout out, no one runs.
If like, my man runs,
then it's obviously time to go. It's okay.
If my man's setting pace,
then it's a scrap.
Bro, if man's putting their feet down, you better just put your feet down. You know what I'm trying to say? You better put your feet down as well.
If man's robbing, everyone's trying to rob. Even if you don't, even if you come from a nice suburban home, mum and dad in the same crib, you will turn just because of that.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm trying to say? So it's a bit, it's a bit like, just a bit weird.
I
say that in retrospect because at the time, I guess I understood it.
I think we all understood it at a point. But what I was going to ask is, do you remember, I think we've gone through everyone's first name. How many olders would you say you've had?
Two.
What about you, Connie?
Two.
I've only had two. Obviously, his brother was my first one. But again, it was a respect thing. It's more of a, back then, I remember when it all happened, it's more of a, obviously, it's all, but remember, we was all integrated anyway. So it was very much a natural thing. It wasn't a trying to force something just to have the name. It was very much, I'm in the house every day. Like, we talk every day. Like, even if I don't talk to him directly at school, I'm going to come back to his house and see him. And we're gonna, it's a very direct thing, isn't it? And then, I don't know. And then as you get older, it's like, we all go through the rebranding of you want a new name now.
Or you want to be your own name.
It's like new name, as in a new, younger, tiny, whatever it is. Or you want your own name. But at the same token, it's like, do you remember when it got to the AKA bits? Like, I don't know. Like, we have phases where...
Do you know what it is? Because I feel like at that point, you're growing up, innit? Because you have to remember, the way we're talking about this stuff here, we was children at the same time. We was teenagers. We were still we were still finding our way out in life, innit? So you get to a certain point where you feel like, you know what? My name should be ringing like by itself. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really need that. Niggas know me, fam. So then you want to be, I want to be him now. And at the same time, you get to like 15, 16 or whatever. And you're like, you know, I'm too old for that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, because when the tinies that you know at that point, they might be younger than you. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to change up my thing. I'm going to be this. And it's only sometimes, like you say, Tiny Boots, if your name's too, like, stapled, you can't, like...
You know, can't get away from it.
You know, like, niggas, there's niggas that we probably all know, that have tried to change their name. And it's just...
Nah,
I ain't calling you that, my
boy. It's fizzled out.
Just stay to who you are.
You might want to identify as that, but I can't see you. I can't see that.
Don't. Change your name, bro. Like, all right, man, them, call me.
No,
you know those conversations at some point. Like, hey, man, them, call me stabber, or man, call me shooter, or something like that.
No, bro.
I'm not gonna call you that.
Yeah, like, I don't know you as that, bro.
Your baby, like, that's it. Do you get what I'm saying?
But I think girls got onto it a lot as well. You know, it is because, as well as like names being a name brand thing or shield or whatever it is, girls started to clock on like. Certain of these names are passwords. Like, I may be going here or there on the bus. I may see a group of people. Remember back then, the bus thing was the whole scary thing, train thing. You're going to go, you're going to see a bunch of people.
Getting killed, bro.
Exactly.
Man pulling out scopes.
Man dying from.
Bro.
It's true. Or now it's just seeing your ops.
Bro. Listen, brother. Yeah, what's going on these days, fam? You don't even get a chance to everything happens so fast. Everything happens so fast, fam. Like,
you're not just getting robbed. Niggas are accidentally stabbing.
If you know, like, niggas, you go to a hood, you're on the bus. Bus is going through multiple hoods. Niggas get on the bus. Regardless of who you are, who you fucking think you are, your anxiety receptors are like they peak.
Yeah, of course.
It's fear, but I say that because it's always fair, regardless. If you feel like you're outnumbered or you feel like your back is against the wall in a situation,
tense up.
You always feel fair. It's just that fair makes different people react in different ways. Mm-hmm. So the next man is going to, one man will be on the bus and there's two men up, yeah? Mm-hmm. And 15 men are getting on the bus. Mm-hmm. They see you and you are the only reason why they're getting on the bus, mm-hmm. yeah? One man is waiting for everyone to get on the bus and the doors to close and then opening the emergency door in the back and hand dropping down.
Yeah. I love
and that. Next man is backing out his sweater
and just waiting.
And waiting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Bronson. Yeah. Yeah. Like you feel you like yeah, you feel, you feel me? Baby all over the floor. Yeah, and yeah, yeah. Like you might ready to scrap.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel me? So it's, but it's now. Is I don't know, bro. It's all ambushy. Like men don't wanna. It's not about opportunity anymore. Robbery, not that I condone it or endorse it or anything like that. But when I feel our generation, when mom was doing that stuff, it was always for opportunity. Oh, where you from? Da 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 da. What phone you got? This money, bloody blah, blah, whatever. Chain, ring, Aquamaster. Techno Marine, whatever Georgia. You want to call it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get me. Now, it's just literally, you're from that side. Mm-hmm. Scopes out, that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Before you could even think, bro, you're in hospital.
It's true.
And you're in hospital fighting for your life. Like you know, do you understand what's going on?
It's true, though.
It really is true. And this is why, like, you see that. And this generation has got this fuck the oldest attitude. So the shield of younger this and younger that.
That's out the window.
It's mad. Like, I can't think of the last person, like even rapper, I can't think of the last person that was a younger sign or tiny sign or little sign.
Do you know what it is? A lot of them was, but they just take, they
No, like, I'm talking about even like the people, like even like, think of an artist coming out now. Yeah. Any artist that you've seen within the last couple of years. Yeah. Tell me one of them that's been tiny sign or younger sign.
But a lot of them was, but yeah. But they just but say the name because it's rap now.
They have to switch it because it's like it's corny, isn't
it? Mm.
Like, it's not as cool anymore.
It's not as cool,
especially
anymore.
What I'm a rapper and I'm young. This and he's not a rapper.
Yeah.
And what's he on? Why
you younger?
You look up to him so much. Yeah, you get me? Like
it's not the so what have you done for me lately kind of thing. Now,
so the younger and older thing now, I think if it existed in today's generation, that shield would flip on his head and become a target.
Yeah, it would.
And the more high profile younger you are, the more scopes will be pointing at you.
Danger.
You know what I'm saying? Man, trying to get voltage. You down. Like, because that's a high profile calling card.
It is.
Like,
bare points on your name.
You have to look at it like Call of Duty, fam. Like, it really is a mad thing. Like, I don't really understand.
Right. How many members, did you have in your family, like in your family, like gal wise? Did you have a?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Gal has started to clock on, innit? So gal wanted the first thing was the Little Miss.
Yeah. Little Miss was that right hand, like
that was like the official gal type. Little Miss
was the most, like of all of them, Little Miss was the most certified.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I have no clue why Little Miss, but
I know why.
Why?
I'll let you look carry on the conversation.
But Little Miss, I think the only thing that held any more weight than that
sister
was the sister. And anytime you hear sister, it's more certified than a Little Miss, because
Little Miss might be outside with you though.
It could be.
You know what I'm saying?
But like with the sister that I'm thinking, it's the same thing you said. Like you got your brothers. Like there's no name. There's no nothing. It's family. It's blood. We are riding. For you, it doesn't matter what happens. Yeah. Whereas a tag of a younger,
it might happen. It might not.
He might have a chat with you and say, "Well, you was wrong, and don't go back around there again." It's like, "Well, but I thought," and it's not happening. But but girls start to clock on, and then when you hear a girl like, I don't know, let's just say a Little Miss, Tiny Boost, because you know the youth, you're thinking, "Wow, she must be on then, isn't it?" Because why is she his Little Miss? And it's like you wanted to get the most on girl to carry your name.
Little Miss was definitely outside.
Cause
fully outside.
Oh wait, just before you go, There's one, yeah. I want to know if you don't think of the same thing. So there was one of the tags sounds so moist.
Your missus.
There was one of the tags, yeah, that was always like, if that's your tag, you're like, my man's probably cheating. Like there was always one of them. like, do you know which one it was, bruv? Like, all of them, yeah. I always thought,
princess.
If anyone was a princess, if a girl was a princess,
someone's cheating that.
He's cheating that. Like, the princess is always a, like, the princess is the mistress. Yeah, I swear to God, bro.
So the little miss is the wife.
I never had one of those.
Bro.
And the princess is the mistress.
The little miss is kind of the wife sometimes, or she might just be getting
just on. Yeah,
then you have the queen, which is whatever, man.
Yeah. Queen.
The daughter's like your little young gun. You know what I'm saying?
Young gun coming
the
up.
The princess. Bruv.
I never had extended family like that, you know?
Niggas is always doing dirts with the princess,
fam. One thing, a little miss cons.
Yeah, but that it didn't go like
I didn't
spread it all out like Xavier did.
God,
X he used to do all that shit.
Who's your princess, Joey? Oh, okay, yeah, that's cool.
Good one.
Princess, was that the. Like your buff friend.
Do you know what I'm saying?
All the princesses. Yeah, if you was a princess, you have to look a certain type of way. You know, you can't just
slick with the bun.
Yeah, you know I'm saying, you got might have the little fucking everything. Yeah. You know what I'm
come
saying?
On, come bro. On, all of that shit.
What was you gonna say about the little mister,
bro? I'll be honest. You see, like
little miss.
You see, like I was saying with the shield thing.
Mm.
Obviously, I'm only speaking for South London.
Yeah.
People are gonna have to be in different ends, talking about different things. I don't know. Niggas in East London were Reebok classics and that.
It's gone.
Right.
No,
in South, we didn't really do that. So you get me. So
it's a lot of
fun. So you get me. So I don't know. Different men from different ends. But for South London, obviously, like I was saying with the shield thing, as a younger or a tiny, depending on the name.
Mm.
And this is my own perspective. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, when the name Little Miss Bouncer started ringing.
Women,
or the gal, should I say, because there was no women then, of that era, knew you better Little Miss up.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Because.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Because these gals.
Oh my goodness,
listen,
fam.
These gals, you're hearing stories about these gals.
Yeah.
Punching up next, punching up next. This was the first time that I was properly hearing, yeah? Like.
What age?
They're rapping. We're younger, innit? So yeah. we're about 14, 15.
All right, cool. Yeah, yeah.
And they're like first year college.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing like Carl Shorten, John Ruskin, all these colleges.
Out their sides. Yeah.
These niggas is there. And if they got a problem,
they're calling everyone,
they're fucking up all the girls.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck?
Yeah.
What everyone's wipe weak, out. Everyone
total wipe out, bro. Total wipe out. Bro.
You're getting wiped out. You're getting crushed man, on a woman, great scale, fam.
Cats, dogs,
like
no,
like nobody's safe.
There was a notorious girl group from Peckham that had their own team. Do you know what I'm saying? And it was at that point it was rare for a gal to have their own gang. Do you know what I'm saying, fam?
But you know where that started from, though, isn't it?
Where?
Chickset.
Yeah,
bro. Chickset was the president.
They was like
the president, everybody.
Chickset, you know.
Butter. And they was on.
That's hard.
They were on.
That's hard.
I can't lie. I never saw anything.
Yeah. I never saw it. Yeah, but from the stories I heard.
From what I heard.
Yeah.
It weren't no joke, bro.
And I'm sure there was a couple little misses. Or
these girls were so much pressure that they're pressuring the youths that's soft too. Like not playing no games,
jerked, bro.
Like they're just cleaning up.
You getting jerked,
and
bro.
They're coming back to the man them with the story. Yeah, so the man them know. Oh yeah.
Chick sets on. Yeah.
It was mad, but yeah. No, the girls thing. Like I'll be real. I don't think I'd done it of such because obviously. Like this one was more Nikki, yeah. Like the wifey thing, yeah. Like W Joey or W Thames or W Cons. Like to look on it now, it's like so wet. But back then, it's like that's your crowning, that like you're being crowned as my wife.
And it wasn't even like, it was wifey, tiny, son. Yeah, you know, it's, you know what I mean? It was never like...
Yeah, like wifey, tiny,
it was like, it was getting, the thing was getting extended.
Yeah, you know, wifey, tiny, younger baby.
Yeah, bro. I can't lie. For me, like, this is what, like I said, isn't it? This is, it's about, it was always about inspiration. Not inspiration and mutual ground. So, like, Blaster, obviously, bands now, was always clean, always
clean.
Swag was on point, and that was that was something that I aspired to. Bruv, not even aspired. I had that shit. But I would say it came, like, inspiration came from him.
Yeah, a lot
of it as well. Like, especially like me being a Bricky U and him being like more Southeast. Back then, even now still, but not as much, not as noticeable now because shit is so intertwined now and fashion is so infectious. But Peckham Utes and Bricky Utes dressed differently. Like then. They wore different trainers. They wore different jackets, different hats. Like, you could tell what a Peckham Ute looked like just by the way he dressed. I became like a bit of a hybrid between dressing like someone from Brixton and dressing like someone from Peckham because of him. You get what I'm trying to say? And when it came to Raws now, he's a pussy off for what he done the other day. I'll tell you to your face as well, he pussy off for that.
Twice he done it.
Yeah, fam. But he was like, obviously he was a hustler.
Yeah.
So when it came to the
hustle,
won't go too much, won't shed too much light on the hustling. Yeah, don't get me wrong, we're not Andrew anyway. But
Andrew Tate.
On the hustling, I didn't even say this. I didn't say anything else. I said Andrew, bro. But
that's mad, bro.
So yeah, in regards to the hustling, me and him were about that life, innit? Like, so it was always a split pot, regardless of what was plundered from the streets of more than all the way through to fucking Oval, Clapham North, and all them sides there. So man was just terrorizing those streets in that way. But when I got to, because I never ever looked at it like defense. When I got to 14, I just wanted my own name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Don't get me wrong, I still aspire to that. And I got to the respect level early.
But
I just was like, I'll just have my own thing.
I remember like when Cons first came around, and it kind of took me long to warm to. Do you know what I mean? Like, it took me long to warm to. It just, like, at first, it just didn't feel like it didn't feel like you. Do you know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, it's
like, true. It was like, this younger Rose, like, do you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's Cons. I just, like, do you know what I mean?
It didn't have the same twang.
Bro, it didn't have the same twang for a time. And then after a while, like, it was just like, Cons. Okay, cool. Like, even now, like, I'm like, Cons. Like, it has it, but you know what I'm saying? I can't explain it, bro. I felt like you was, like, even like Baby Blaster, you was only that for like a year. Do you know what I mean? I remember there was one of my French books, it just had B-Dot Blaster bear everywhere, bro. B-Dot Blaster, man. Everywhere, bro. But I think it was only B-Dot Blaster for a year, but like younger Rose was like, And then Con's just like, I feel like it just came from nowhere, bro. I feel like, because it's like, you just did a transition quickly.
Bro, I don't know where it came from, bro. I think I don't know what it came from. I don't know if it came from a movie or what. And I was like, that's me.
Yeah, I'm Cons now.
Yeah, that's me. All
right,
I can't remember how I announced it to the man them.
But you just said it one day, like,
I'm Cons.
Now my name's Cons.
Yeah, like, it was so random.
Yeah.
It cool. took me so long, cool. blood.
But I think it was more of a...
I just need my own name, innit?
No, like, remember back then,
It's
like, put that on the pixel and the b-balls and
it's Cons,
make the broadcast be known.
Let it be known to the world
that there's no Young Wars, it's Cons now. So once it changes, it's mad. We adjusted late, but everyone else is going to be calling them Cons. So it's like,
that's what it was. Everyone kept calling you Cons, bro.
Oh, Cons, and it's like, Huh? Oh shit, yeah, it's cons, isn't it? It's like, oh.
Oh yeah, fuck it, it's cons.
Yeah, bro, this is good.
No, but you know what it is, yeah?
Even call like, it that.
Even like the first name, yeah? Like your first name was ringing.
Yeah. So, bro.
More, yeah, way more than cons.
Bro, your first name was ringing, bro. Like just, yeah, that's da 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 da.
Yeah.
Like all the time, bro.
Yeah, but that was not because of me.
Yeah.
That was because of my brothers.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah, that was, the cons thing was me.
Like,
that's yeah, yeah, true.
In my own.
Yeah.
This,
yeah.
Is,
just
this,
me.
This
yeah.
is my this is me, yeah. own CV.
Yeah.
Like my CV starts here. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. No,
I feel like the first time I heard cons was the same time people started saying Calm Steege. Like, I don't know why, but I remember them at like, the Calm same Steege. Time. I can't explain shit. Why. Like, yeah. But I remember them like being intertwined. Like, do you remember like hearing a new word? Yeah. Like someone just using a new word, you're like, what's that, bruv? Like no one even explained what it means, bruv. You just better get it, bruv.
Calm Steege.
I remember when that man was just like to me, Calm Steege. I thought it was like call it like not even Call of Duty, like Medal of Honor or something. Like it just Steege, I don't know why to me it sounded like it sounds something like warting, you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what word?
You should just say Steege.
Yeah, Steege, yeah.
Like, oh, Steege.
Do you know what word I can never
what?
Grasp? Pumplex.
No, I think that was a bit above my time.
That's a bit East London.
But that's what I, what the fuck's
that? That never came around there, man.
What was this? Oh yeah, you got a pumplex or something?
No.
What?
No one ever called me that, fam.
Exactly, what the fuck's all that?
I only heard that from JME and that. I'll be real, fam. I never heard no one in the streets ever say to me.
That's a mouthful, you know.
Yeah.
Pumplex.
That's a lot.
Pumplex.
That's
what?
It definitely is a bit much.
Yeah.
Like what for me to call someone that is, I don't know what I would
do. Probably call my brother, like my brother a pumplex. I'm saying like, who would I actually call?
But do you remember certain men were always the first man to want to announce the new word?
Yeah, bro. That's what someone bust cut like, bro. I know it was one of the man them like they just kept using
yeah,
it. Like,
yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
when a man always banging uses it like, yeah, Steege. Like, what's this like Medal of Honor? What, like, what does this mean, bro? No one even tell me, bro. I didn't even ask.
Or what was one of the first like buy slangs that we used to use? Like, when we all got our phones.
One. Like my nigga Slim still says.
Yeah, because he still says
like
one.
Nigga
now.
Slim still. Slim's a call for like one.
Hold on, what?
Fam. Yeah, Jones. Bro. Jones, fam.
Swear down to
bro,
this day.
Bro, if I phone Jones now and I say in a bit, he'll say, yeah, one.
One.
That's it, bro. He says it every day, bro. He says it every day, fam. I think that's one. The best one. The one I still use to today is like in a bit.
Yeah, I feel like
I'll never stop using in a bit.
But when did it become cool to actually say bye?
I don't know if it is
either. Like man, like no, but man just got to a certain age where it's like man don't need to prove nothing, fam. All right, bye.
You know that. Like, you know them ones, yeah. When niggas don't even say that, niggas just
hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I fucking hate that, bro. I'm like, bro,
yeah,
bro.
I hate that. Announce yourself, fam.
Like, cause you see, Carl Trey, I'm petty, and I don't even really speak on the phone too tough. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm more of a messenger than a phone talker. You see when man do that to me or anyone does it to me, I say, bro, you see what I'm talking on the phone next? I'm hanging up on you first.
Niggas just be talking and there'll just be like a little, like a 3 second silence.
Yeah,
bro. Like, obviously, you know the conversations then.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, it's just like rude.
What else did man say? How else did man say bye?
Laters.
Joey Deal still does cool now.
Yeah, I still do cool now.
You know what I don't like? You know what I hate?
What?
I swear to God, I hate it. And I think it's a, like a, not sort of a nostalgic thing. It's more of a modern day thing.
Yeah.
When man go, someone's talking on the phone. Yeah, yeah, Joey, man's gonna, like, I'll be there in like 15 minutes. Mm. Yeah, yeah, cool. Bye.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I can't stand that, fam? I'm like, if I'm driving or whatever, I'm in my car, I'm looking at the screen, I'm thinking, why are you so nervous?
Yeah.
Come off my phone and that shit, man. Just loud in my speakers.
Bro.
What are you nervous about?
Everyone has a couple people in their orbit. I like that. Bye. You're machine gunning the phone, bro.
I told the man about my step, didn't it? Yeah, one. Love.
Oh, yeah,
cool. Safe. Peace. Love. One.
Guidance.
Cool. Safe.
Manners.
Guidance. Cool. Come on my phone, man. What the fuck, man? Just talking.
Manners.
Fam, says all of them.
Oh,
I don't know, man. I ain't got time for all of that.
Bro, you see, I don't, again, This is I say south, but this word came from Brixton.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never, to this day, I use this word all the time. I hear so many other people using it, and I think, bro, like, you're not from Brixton.
How like, do you, even ill till today.
Like, how do you understand what that means? You're not from Brixton. What? When someone says, you're a gem.
Oh, yeah.
Word come from Brixton. Do they use it in Luton? Have you heard it before?
Gem. Like, you don't even keep it. Like, yeah. If I say, you're, if I. Yeah.
From when you say, in like, what like, context?
If I say, you're gem in it.
Yeah, have you heard that before though?
Yeah.
I just don't.
Man said
in what context? Like, if, this
if you have to say in what context, you basically don't use it.
Yeah, you don't use it.
Gem was a, Gem hit the roads hard.
Gem, you know.
It hit the roads
hard, fam. Oh, now it's still
there now.
Yeah, bro, the word hasn't died. No one can tell me. I don't know the actual. I may have to look at Urban Dictionary or something like a real
Urban Dictionary.
You're a gem. Do you know what I mean? Like, it sounds good, fam.
It sounds good.
This way is like to a gallon.
No.
Oh, he thinks he means like diamond.
They say footballers' wives, fam.
Saying, bro.
No, footballers' wives.
You're a gem.
Footballers' wives.
Yeah, you're a gem.
You're a gem, babe. You're absolute gem. No.
It's mad because it sounds like that, bro. It's only when you hear a nigga like, if I say to a man, you're a gem, like, no way you think I'm being nice to you.
Exactly.
No way, bro.
Bro, it's like, bro, why are you always gemming it?
Why are you always gemming it, bro?
And there's men that are always gemming it, fam. Like, I'm not gonna say no names because it's just gets a gem, exposure.
Like, why are you gemming it, bro? Like, it's so self-explanatory that, bruv, I shouldn't even have to like.
I'm actually saying it to a girl.
Yeah. Oh, you're a gem. If I call a girl
babes,
a gem,
you're.
Bruv, they know it.
You're a gem, babes.
If I'm talking to a girl, I'm like, bro, you're a gem. Like, they'll be like, what does that mean? I won't even explain. I'll be like, bruv, do you know, like, this is what happens with girlfriends and that, you know, like, and it happens both ways and it's so, it's weird, fam. But when it happens your way, it's cool, bruv. Like, see when you take, like, you get me, girls start taking your word or you hear in a conversation and she might just drop, you're a gem. It's like,
you know about that.
You trying what to get you know language? About yeah. it? Yeah. I don't know all about it.
Or was self-explanatory when girls used to try to take the word mems because we always used to use memes. It's memory, like,
You see, I couldn't use that word.
You never used it, really.
Yeah, never did.
I couldn't use it.
I never used memory, though.
No, not memory. Like, that's a memes.
Yeah, cool, fine.
Memory?
No, do you know the word I never really use in there? I did use it sometimes, but I never use it. Code D is shit. That's when you know, like, that is higher than anything you can say. That's higher than swear to God.
Yeah, that's higher than,
like, bro.
You know, like, Code D is shit. Sorry to cut you. You know, Code D is shit came in, car. You know, like, I feel like the man them enter the new realm of consciousness.
Man
weren't trying to swear to God.
It's a lot.
Man weren't trying to swear to man's mom's life.
It's a lot.
You know, like, sometimes
you might be lying.
Man was low key just lying sometimes.
You might be lying.
But he still wanted it to hold some power still, so.
Bro, a little bit of power.
Yeah.
A little bit of power. Man kind of regarded it higher.
Yeah, we did.
Like, bro, if you're lying off that, you're a traitor.
You're actually a traitor. You're actually a dickhead.
If you look me in my eyes and say Cody and shit, and you're lying, bro, you don't deserve to roll, man, no more, bro.
Cody and shit was a wallahi.
Yeah. It was the toughest
pretty
one.
Much. It was
the toughest one, bro.
Pretty much.
If I look in your eyes and say Cody and shit, and you don't believe me, there's a real issue. Like, one of us has to feel a type of way. Do you get what I'm saying? Cold one of us has to be shit.
Oh shit.
What else is
so
there?
So what? No, in regards to the man them, obviously man's talking about the youngers, olders, whatever, how it's progressing. What it was for us, what it's turned into now, which is just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothingness. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, were there any other people outside of like family? I'm talking about people like in our community.
Mm-hmm.
That being like to. Being like South London, that was like a role model for you, or someone that you aspire to be like, or someone that you
knew or didn't know?
Knew, didn't know, didn't really make a difference.
I went to dress like Killer Kai. That's about it. So I started wearing that shirt.
KK.
Killer Kai used to wear the Miami shirt, wasn't it?
There was a time when, bruv, I was wearing shirt, bruv. Any motive.
Well, that was up to the, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, but no, not 2 years ago.
Well, you came to my house.
I just loved it, bro. I just loved it because I used to step out, and niggas, the thing is, niggas started doing the shirts thing after, man. I'll be real. because I only took it from Killer Kai. No one really did it after that. Do you know what I mean? Because it was flamboyant, and you were still thinking like, get me, man's outside, man dressing in a little flowery shirt. You know what I'm saying, bro? And the gal are liking it, and the niggas wish they could wear it, but
then it got
to a point where it got saturated, so I stopped doing that, fam.
Yeah, because niggas started like embracing, myself included. Like before, niggas wouldn't wear a shirt with flowers on it. Niggas wouldn't wear anything with flowers on it.
Yeah,
flowers is Valentine's Day.
That's the only time
a man thought about flowers.
Mm. That's it.
That's true.
So when people started to embrace floral.
Yeah.
And pastel colours.
But you was always a pastel kind of man.
Yeah, but girls thought I was gay.
Yeah, see. Yeah,
so that's how much of a taboo it was.
Then
man was thinking, rah, is he like...
I used to think you're so sick, bro.
Bro, I thought I was the littest.
Bro, that pink jumper, yeah. It's so hard, bro.
Pink jumper with the quilted design. Yeah, bro.
Didn't it a bit itchy, though?
I always wore something underneath it, so
what, long sleeve or the t-shirt?
I can't remember. Yeah. Probably t-shirt. Probably the polo, because it was a v-neck.
Oh, it's a v-neck.
So I always wear polo underneath.
No, there was another one you had, man. You had it.
The one where all that rollerblading.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lamsell one. That was kind of itchy. I love that. I've still got it.
Yeah.
I wore it on the pod.
Did you?
Once.
Sada.
Yeah, bro. I'll show you the picture of it. I wore it on the pod once. But it's got... It's a little bit too tight now. I had to decommission it. I'm getting a bit of a dad bod of that now, man. Yeah, but don't worry, man. I'm telling man now. You see, like right now, dad bod's in effect. Like, look at me, bro. You get me? But you see, when it hits the April 1st, what day is it today?
It's fast with me, my brother.
Yeah, it's 22nd of March. See, when it's April 1st, man's doing insanity.
I knew that's what I was
going to
say.
Do you remember when
Quads was on insanity, bro?
No, I always tell the story about when Quads was doing the insanity.
You just love it, bro.
Yeah? I think he done it twice. He was out here, fam.
Bro, charged.
And Bo was on the ground, fam.
So he's fresh
off. In the boxes, fam. Showing man the gains, fam.
Yeah, bro.
And I remember coming, bro, I don't think you should be putting this.
He said that.
Me?
Bare man then was like, fam, this is for the girl then.
Yeah. This is for the... He's like, why, what? Oh, 10 minutes later, the picture's gone.
What was it?
The picture's gone.
Do you know what? I expected him to do the ignorant thing. I'm not taking it down though, bro. If man don't want to see this, man, stop looking at my page.
Bro, you know, everyone was like, bro, this is for the girl them. The girl them, this is the girl them. I showed my girl at the time. She was like, can't you see? I'm like, nah. Fam, I was moving like, this was 2013, fam. I was moving like Wiz Khalifa. I was moving like Wiz, fam.
I remember that picture, fam. Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
And Joey tried to pull off on me like Boosie or like, you need to stop that. Pulled off on me like Rascal, like Gilly.
Yeah, I was like, bro, come
like,
on.
Stop that.
What's with this?
Bro. I was like, bro, come on, man, you can't be posting this. He's like, what? Well, 10 minutes later, it was gone.
I had to get it off, fam.
So funny.
I had to get it off.
Gone. You got back to insanity?
Bro, yeah, so 1st of April,
bang up.
Insanity 60-day challenge, bro. Mm. Yeah? Dad bod right now, got a pack, yeah?
It's underneath.
Trust me, you're going to see, obviously, what, April, full month, and then before the end of the second month, man's going to be in Cancun. Mm. You will see the difference. Yeah?
No, the fucking...
Dad bod, you can forget it.
You know, you see the videos,
can forget it.
Where people are doing the 60-day challenge.
Yeah.
And then the music.
Yeah. I hope we're doing any of that. They're in the gym, but really, they're just going turkey. And
yeah,
that.
Man.
They're just getting chopped up. They're just turkeys going to see Mr. Sharpen.
Yeah, but back to...
Dr. Sharpen.
People man looked up to. I don't know, man. I don't.
Man was arrogant cunts, man. We didn't look up to them.
Bro, like, and the thing is,
mums and you know, like
I'll be real, like the thing is, like I felt I was very like confident, arrogant. And the person who was my older was as confident and arrogant. And I felt like it was...
He was worse than you.
I'm saying. He was worse than me, bro.
He was.
And this is before...
That was a nigga that believed in himself.
Bro.
From day dot, fam.
Bro. Believed in it. And it kind of just made me... Like, you know how you were saying like there's certain things that you saw in Blaster and that just made you like, all right, yeah, we get... Like, I see why. Like, sometimes we have conversations and we'll just be talking like cocky as shit, fam. Like, and it's like, bro, but it's over like nothing. Like, you know, like the basis of the convo is, I get more girl than you. It's like, no, you don't, bro. And then it got to the point, yeah, where we got to a certain age. I think I was probably around 18. Yeah. But by that time, I was Thames anyway. Like, I feel like when I was 60, by the time I was like 15, like, Thames was there anyway. Like, it was an AKA thing, and then it kind of just like.
No, I think both names was very much prominent because you had Thames from early. Thames was never an awkward one, but that one was still very much.
Yeah, bro. And then that one went from little cadet to little fam. No, you first call me. You can make this up because I don't really want to put the person's name in. Yeah, boy, family. Do you know where you're putting me?
Man said, boy.
Do you know? Do you know? God. No. I don't want that one.
Listen, bro. He's putting you at the fucking
the front line.
Putting you on the seabed.
He's got me on the front line. Bro, on the front line.
I said, who's da da da? He said, I said, no.
Come on,
I'm all right.
No, thank you.
But I went from little to tiny.
You can forget it.
And I wanted younger. But like, get what I'm saying? He had a younger already. And I really wanted that one, though. I was like, make me that one. Do you know what I mean?
I want a promotion. What do you say? Bay Rice?
I went to promotion. I ripped the F thing for you. I had all of that, fam. Like, bring me up.
That picture you had was wild, fam.
What, the triple F?
Yeah, fam.
Oh, bro.
With the glasses. That the nigga, boy was like this.
The niggas hate it. The niggas in the background hated, man. If I find, like, if I got a push on my phone, I can see the man them, you know? I can see the man them giving me the dirty. I can see it, bro. But at that point, I was like, fuck it. Man's got a little aqua, man's got a chain. And I see the man them like... I see them in the back of the picture, like, bro, man. Niggas thinking that F is only for one thing. Yeah, like,
exactly.
It's that last F, nigga.
Yeah, man. What's going on with that, man?
Oh, shit. But,
yeah, we used to hate on that.
Oh, bro.
Hard, isn't it?
Bro. And I think that was when, like, I think me and Pat kind of, like, we went out always. Me and Pat was devoted.
Linking back up with it and that.
Did Papa do the F thing?
Yeah, on the side. No.
He's done it still.
He'd ask me like, "Rock and man, you got to like, yeah, man.
Oh,
Pat, they don't want us around.
Fuck them niggas.
Niggas are feeling exiled.
Yeah. Bro, this is why me and Joey had the issue, bro. Yeah. Because obviously at that point, like niggas weren't getting invited to a place. So me and Pat said, yeah, let's do the F thing. Like, let's go grab him. Yeah. Then obviously, man's doing chattings, you get me? Me and Papa doing, but me doing, well, you're doing separate chattings. I'm like, you're my dog, innit? So what I'm saying to you, you know, repeat. So I'm like, yeah, man, like, fuck that man there. I'm giving it the welly.
Giving it.
I'm giving it, yeah. And I've said something like, yeah, man's order will bang up his order. You know what I'm saying? Like, man's giving it a welly, but we're just, and he's like, he's giving it as well.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I come to school the next day.
Moments later.
I try to say, well, I remember I was on the walkway, bro. I was walking into school, you get me? I'm like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? My own
Trip
thing.
F, innit? Trip F.
Then I see the niggas like, like, you know when you know? Oh. I think Pat was with them or something.
Yeah, he was.
And I was like, oh, you went back. And I'm thinking, how did you get back?
He used a bus token's partner?
How did you do that?
Pat came in school.
I think it was like the same day or something. Snake fam. I remember thinking, oh, all right, I'm gonna get wrapped.
You know
what I mean? I was like, oh, I'm gonna get wrapped this time. All right, cool. Well,
I remember your words. It's like, all right, cool. So who do I have to fight?
Yeah.
Like who do I have to fight? I was like, well, put your hands down. No, they're trying to. No, they're trying to punch you, fam. Man's leaving, fam.
I was thinking, fuck.
Tevin ready to fight anyway. He's like, cool. Who am I fighting?
Do you know what it is though? Why I felt a little bit more safe, yeah? Because Cons didn't amp up. Cons didn't. In that time, yeah, you know, if Cons, like, Cons will charge the situation.
Hard.
You know, like.
Hard.
And I was like, oh, you're my nigga. Like, do you know what I mean, bruv? Because I was thinking, I was waiting, bruv. Cons didn't charge the situation, bruv. And it just kind of just.
Yeah,
I just kind of got exiled in silence.
Yeah.
I remember I said to Joey, fam, like, it's all going on, yeah? It's all going on, bruv, at this point. We're all in the toilet.
Yeah, like, Joey.
I'm like, Joey, I swear to God, I didn't see it. sit on the low, like, you know, like Joey's on, like, sitting on the thing, you know, yeah, you know, in the bar, in the, on the side, Joey's sitting, you get me, everyone's talking, I've kind of gone to the side, like, I try, I swear to God, I never said that.
On a Percy one, on a Percy
I said,
one.
Joe, you know I'm a Christian.
It is hilarious,
bro. Oi, Joey, you even look in my face,
yeah,
fam.
Joey,
who do I have to fight this? Nigga just exiled me quietly. I was like, oh man, this is kind of worse.
You see, in school, I fucking loved, being the fucking, the catalyst for drama and excitement. It was like my go-to thing,
bro.
You know, like I felt like I could be so like overtly provocative because I would get like minimal blowback, blowback.
Yeah.
And because like I think I was so provocative and so aggressive that I didn't actually have to fight people.
Yeah.
Like it was so bizarre. So
niggas were willing, fam.
It was. Like niggas will fucking yield,
bro.
Like straight away, fam. Like as soon as I started, like, and I don't even mean this to be like a bad man thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, but back then, I thought I was, but I don't even mean to act like that's something to be so proud of and so sneaky now. It makes me cringe.
Yeah.
But, bro, I just needed to be visibly angry,
and
niggas would start
yielding.
What's wrong,
yielding.
Everyone trying to be on side.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was it? you know that one. Who was it, cons?
Bro, everyone's trying to take out full inquiry, diagnosis of what's happened.
Do you know what it is? Half of that is, was it me? No one wanted that attention to turn on them. But I remember like thinking, oh, right, this is it. Because the toilet was packed them times. I think there was wire blockers. The toilet was packed them times. Obviously, I'm looking around thinking, who can I count on? Do you know what I mean? You know, like that.
You know, like he's thinking on a political vibe. Like who's voting for me?
Yeah.
What chairs have I got in Parliament?
Yeah. Like I've known some of you niggas for a long time. You know, like I've known.
I got credit in the bank.
I know some of you niggas separately. You know what I mean? So let's see what's going on now. So when I'm saying the fight thing, I'm just thinking, oh, who's gonna do it? Then when I didn't see Cons kind of amping up, like. Thank you, man. Big man thing, because if he amped up, niggas would have been trying to get straps. Everyone just looking for a strap.
There would have been some niggas from the younger year. At that time, I'll be real, this is how I felt. At that time, Slims and JJ were kind of neutral.
Yeah, man. They was the most neutral, fam. Nah, didn't it? My eyes once, man. They was neutral. Like, you know, like Slims and JJ are like, They was on the team, yeah.
They were mercenaries.
But they was mercenaries for hire, bro.
They were mercenaries.
All you have to tell man is, yeah, he's not one of us anymore.
Yeah.
All of a sudden niggas are trying to rob you. Cause we was rolling yesterday. Like, do you know what I mean? Fam.
They're dipping your pockets.
They were so like I think I'll be real, fam. I think I gave some on my phone. I'm like, no, I'm not going out.
Yeah,
I'm getting fucked up, yeah, but man ain't robbing me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, man, I was under the impression, I was talking loose. Yeah. I know what happens, bro.
And Pat came back quick to me,
dickhead,
you know.
Fam.
Came
dickhead,
to me, yeah, Thames was saying this and that and da da da. I was like, swear to yeah, fam, and he was saying this and he's talking about olders and
niggas was like, all right, man's gonna phone. Cons is like, I'm just gonna phone my cousins. I'll just phone my cousins out and we'll find out. I was thinking, oh man, I'm gonna get recruited. You know, like that. Like, now it's like before, yeah, like I always forgot that you had your cousins, yeah. So it was always a separate thing to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I was for my cousins. I was like, oh my God.
It's like, oh my God, they're cousins.
I'm going to get wrapped. Yeah. I'm going to lose the name. Like, I'm thinking it's over
fam,
now.
That was always funny.
The house of cards is coming down on that.
That was funny because man was like, yeah, cool. But when he comes and we'll see. And then you bust the door.
Yeah.
And then you done the yo. And no one looked. That silence said,
it was tight.
Like, yeah.
Them times I had my little green army jacket. I'm feeling show at these points. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, when I got the, and I see Pat over there again, like,
snake ass nigga.
You're not that no more.
you colonizer.
I couldn't believe it, fam. Pat is a real nigga. Like, nah, I don't care, fam. Pat is a real guy, fam. But when he done that, I was like, damn, man. It was us, bro.
Damn, homie.
It was us.
That's how you gon' do me, motherfucker.
I remember after that, bro, because it was, I'm happy I had credit in the bank, like with everyone else in school, bro, because it could have been rough for me. Like, man's rolling me the man, and then at that point, it's just deception. Yeah, it's like everyone knows you're not rolling anymore. Do you get what I'm saying? But there's enough credit in the bank where I could just.
You could just cut through.
I could just cut through with anyone. Like, I didn't mind. You know what I'm saying, fam? And I remember, oh, what happened? Niggas acted like they didn't do it. And I know you niggas remember. You lot tried to hit me with fireworks, bruv. You tried to act like it wasn't. You tried to act like it was for the crowd, yeah? And I think this was the time. This was the time when it was cons. It was a head honcho, bruv. Niggas tried to hit me with fireworks. And I saw, like, but Connie, like, I don't know who it was, yeah? Connie wouldn't make it bait that it was on me, bro. So like everyone was all running, yeah. So I decided that like, I was just running as well. But I'm like, I know these niggas are aiming for me, but you know what I'm saying? Because everyone else is running, it just looks like I'm running in front of the crowd. Yeah, yeah. When I know I'm the target, so I'm dipping this time. So you know what I'm saying? I'm what, bro? No, bro. I remember that. Shit. I was by the shops. I said. Cool, man. Niggas really don't fuck with me no more.
Niggas try to get me down. Niggas try to burn my jacket.
Shit, man. I started rolling with fucking like John and all them kind of.
Went to the
other side and like the other side. Or G-Boy and that.
I went to the other side still. They said to me with open arms. They wanted me over there. You know what I'm saying, fam? That was funny, bro.
School was techie for me, bro. It's like
I loved it, fam.
People used to have fights. I used to get involved. Wasn't even fucking partial to the problem.
Cons will start pushing, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, like man are fighting, or if man are doing the head to head thing, or like, yeah, what do you want? Like no one really wants to set the pace. Yeah. Everyone's just doing it. Yeah, what do you want? Everyone's just push on or something. Hey, don't we get like, why are you pushing me? Don't push me. And then start fighting like
but
that.
That's why them not fought, innit? The girls.
What girls again?
They got my wrapped.
Oh yeah, I got my just desserts for that one.
Because he pushed them into each other. Yeah, but do you remember in school there was a period where everyone stopped talking to everyone?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Because Cons would send a text around and say he's not talking to us. You know, Cons used to do that, bruv.
With the full stops,
bruv. Even that, bruv.
We're not friends. Full stop. Then I remember we were talking and my mum saw him in KFC, fam.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, hello. Obviously his name. She's like, oh, hi. Oh, why ain't I seen that house? Oh, me and Dilla ain't talking. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I want to see you. Bro, text me. The beef is squashed. full stop. I said, what the fuck happened? What happened, man? The day that my mom come home. Thank you, mom. I swear. She said, yeah, he's so sorry, but you don't know talking. I just told him I want to see him.
My mom just squashed the beef.
Oh, I said, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Then after that was the fight, and that's the only reason why I'm not at the fight, because the man had a tendency of talking like we're cool.
Yeah, doing the snake.
It was the mercenaries. That's the only reason why I was at that fight, because God just phoned me. Whoa. But the way he was saying, whoa, so
wait, what fight are you talking about?
M-Dot and Snatcher.
Oh, yeah.
But the way you're saying, whoa.
So sound like a lineup, innit?
Why do you want me to roll so much?
Let me sit this one out still,
because I know the man is going to film it.
Trust me, bro.
And then after, it kind of got cool. I was like, cool. But
bruv, the lineup.
The lineup thing.
If a nigga tries to tell, come to there.
But we used to line niggas
this
up.
This is so, what I'm saying,
so
bro.
This is what I'm saying, bro.
Man needs to line niggas up so nuts you can fucking annihilate.
Bro, annihilate them, bro.
Exactly. Man needs to get lined up and nuts used to tear off heads.
Bro.
So this is why I was like, nah, I'm not getting lined up.
I remember, yeah. Do you know, like, when you think about how tactical, there's certain things that man used to do that was very, like, why was you so tactical? Because like it felt like chess. Do you know what I mean, fam? I remember the time when the mercenaries, you get what I'm saying, they got the boy and Joe down, you know what I'm saying, the mercenaries.
I'll never forget that.
See, I can't fully remember that.
I can't remember.
So what happened is, yeah, there was a party on the Jip, yeah, and Slims said that Mems ran from the beef, but it was like, T blocking.
Yeah.
It was like nothing went down, but it was. Aah! He tried to say Mems ran off. So my mum was like, if your brother leaves, you're leaving with him. Like, don't leave him. So I'm following him, like, what are we doing? Come back. No, I'm cutting. So by the time it's come back to school on Monday, yeah. Them man cut. Yeah. They ran from the beef. I'm like, brother, what did I run from? Nothing happened.
You know what it is, It's that when that's on your name, bruv, that might as well be snitching.
Boy, he's like, he ran. I'm like,
it's like a marker.
It's hard to get rid of that one.
But then it was weird because Slims was more on a, yeah, but I know you didn't, but he did. Mm. But it's like, bro, but that's my brother. What do you mean? Like,
yeah.
Then it's like, he must have saw him on the walkway and I think he went for him.
Is it?
But the teachers was there, so it was my mother. But he told me.
Yeah.
So I was more on the ball. Like, what do you think of this? Yeah. Oh, yeah, cool then. Toilets. What was it called?
What? Casino.
Casino.
Casino. Casino. Yeah. Casino. I'm like, all right, cool. Man's come to the casino now. But I remember I was in his history and he's come to the class like, but he's come for the gap.
I was in the same, we was in the same class, but at that time, remember, we weren't talking because of the original thing. You know what I'm saying? So, I was
so like, he's come to the gap like, I'm like, cool. So I'm like,
I'm not rolling, but
exactly. Yeah,
for like, some reason, I'm just there. Yeah. I don't know why I'm always there.
He's like, all right, cool.
In the mix.
I've come to, imagine, like, class is going on. No.
Yeah.
I've gone into the toilets. Everyone's there. I'm like, alright, cool.
The money's not running this.
There's no pounds on the floor.
Now we're in Rome. It's a Colosseum.
It's the Colosseum.
It's either the casino or the Colosseum.
It's like, alright, you're there. Everyone's there. But everyone's quiet now. We're like, alright, cool. As kids, he's there. I'm here. Yes, we said. Then I think Con's like, well, you don't might as well just fight then, innit? Like, so it's like,
you should lie about Tony.
But it's like, you might as well fight it.
He does it. But he's like, Caesar now.
But fight.
But you know, back then, it's like, you're waiting for someone to set it so you can do it. No one's setting it. So I think man's done some little kick thing and scuffling. But I can honestly say no one won that fight. Yeah. It was bare scuffling.
What happened? Because you pulled someone.
So we're scuffling. We're in the corner now, aren't it? JJ is standing on the ledge bit. So all of us are. So he's on the ledge bit.
Trying to get you down.
Oh, what you doing? No, man, let go of me. JJ has punched me from the top.
I remember still.
But he's punched me in my eye.
His ring, the sovereign,
has kind of cut my eye, innit? So, but obviously. Yo, when I'm fighting, it's the adrenaline, so you don't feel it. Then I think someone like, Joy, your eye. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, Joy, your eye. But then by this point, it's like, let go of me. So let go of me. And then we've let go, but everyone's like, look at your eye. Then I've looked in the mirror and it's just blood. It's like, shit, it's caught. I'm like, okay, cool, like, fine. Like, the man's had to go downstairs, but while I'm going downstairs for my eye now, Slims is like, you ripped out one of my plats.
Bro, I remember, fam. If man's got cane rolls.
One that was missing.
Man tore it up to like there.
I remember.
I was looking at that, because that plat was like a dreadlock now, fam. And I was looking at that plat like, fuck, that must be burning.
Niggas like, ooh.
You see when your adrenaline cools down and you realize that all of those strands of hair have been torn out. My God, fam. You have to have had hair to know. That must have been hot, bro. Hot.
And he has to go home and show his mother that.
So he was on some, shut up, man, whatever. I've gone down to, downstairs with like the first aid bit. But the woman's on some, the cut is too close to your eye, so I can't touch it. You got to go hospital. I'm like, I love it.
Now man's lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Man's lost the fight, bro.
Now it's like a TKO.
Yeah, man's lost.
Guys, now this just means that, Joy had to go to hospital. So that means that Slim's.
You lost, man.
So Slim's won, isn't it?
You lost, fam.
So I went to hospital and that, it wasn't even nothing like that. They're like, it can naturally heal. It's cool. And then man's like, all right, cool. And then, Joy had to go to hospital. And, Slim's won. Then after that, it was like man weren't talking. But man's talking to the camp, but it's like, welcome. But remember, the mercenaries stick together.
They stick together, fam.
When I think about it now, that was some they solid was
not,
team.
They was not breaking it. So when me and Slim.
That was a team within a team. You know what I'm saying?
So when me and Slim stopped talking, me and JJ stopped talking, stopped. So it's like, man will come around the man, man's chilling with the man.
Don't feel the same.
No, man's not talking to them. In his house, we're chilling and everything. And it's like,
it's separate.
Yeah, it was mad separate. JJ is by my phone. Normally, be like, I'll pass that. But it's like, you better not touch him. I'll go and get my own. And it was like that for time. And then me and Slim's kind of just like,
forget that. Cool.
Me and JJ just never spoke.
Yeah.
We never spoke again. Ever. Me and Slim's squashed from time. And it was cool. I think I went to his house. It was cool. me and JJ never spoke since that fight. To this day, he still talks, oh yeah, I saw JJ. Is it? And I'm always thinking, oh, is it? Is it, yeah?
Well, my man.
Yeah, what's he saying? What's he saying? Is it?
Okay. Well, yeah, he stay late on that.
Okay. Yeah, bro. He used to tell me like every week, yeah, man, see JJ dropped the ball, so nice, yeah, him. Oh, yeah, like, because my man link him.
Oh, is it?
Alright, cool, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen. Man's going to cut back to my bit, but I'm going to shout you, though. Man ain't linking JJ, fam. Why is man linking JJ, fam? Man don't chat, fam. Like, if Slims is there, yeah, of course. Oh, Slims is my dog. Why don't man export to JJ, fam? What do you mean, fam? Come on. Then it was mad. Man linked like one of JJ's dogs, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because of music. This is years later.
Hey, man, like Bigger.
Yeah.
Mm. Shout out Bigger still.
Shout out Bigger. So I've linked Bigger, but me and Bigger have never spoke about JJ or anything, innit? Because again, I'm thinking, why am I bringing up JJ, fam? Why would I bring up JJ? We have a separate thing now.
Yeah.
Then on the next separate thing, Scar and Bigger are people. So I've cut through Norby one time. I've seen him. Well, go on, just chatting normally. Every time I see Bigger, I think
JJ something.
JJ's floating around.
He runs deep, you know. Yeah, he runs deep.
He's floating, and I've always thought, like, he's always talking about, yeah, man, I spoke to JJ. JJ.
That's one of them ones, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for years, like ever since Manson. That fight. Ever since that fight, anytime I hear the name JJ, yeah. But like, you know my thing. Like, I don't wish no ill tensions on no one. Nothing. Like, I will keep that as long as I hear that a man's cool. He's doing his thing. He's calm.
Do you know what it takes is a man to say yeah. One of them to say yeah. Tell my man to don't go on.
Yeah. That's all it takes. But I will never do it me and Slims like dropped that from time. I think me and Slims like even spoke about it once.
JJ never.
But it's mad because I think after school, like JJ just went in on his own thing, isn't it?
So it was
mad separate. But anytime I heard his name, it just brings back the memories of when he banged me in my eye.
Fam.
God, you could have blinded me, fam. So I'm keeping that to myself. Aye, fam.
Joey's eye, the black, it was, you know when you see black?
It was mad.
Yeah, it was mad.
I remember because obviously, Joey didn't go straight to the classroom. Yeah. Joey didn't go straight downstairs the first
time. He went to the classroom.
He went back to the classroom.
Yeah. It was Mr. Samuel as well.
So I've gone back. I've come out now, innit? Yeah. Obviously, I've come out and I'm like, you know, like it's a thing where it's separate. Man's not, I'm there, but I'm just an instigator.
Yeah.
But these are all man's bedrooms.
Yeah.
But we're not talking. So I ain't talking to Slims and JJ, and I ain't talking to Joey either.
So I've
seen my man's hair get ripped out and I'm like,
boy.
I've seen Joey's eyes all bleeding and I'm like,
here's a look at him.
It's mad right now.
So Joey's gone back to the class, but obviously it's bleeding.
That he's had to leave.
Supersedes my man's injury. I've gone to look and I've seen it and I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, like you have to maintain. This is something that man can't squash it now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hot, man. It's hot. It's right.
Because one, it looks like man's taking sides.
And two,
it looks like, you're only trying to like be friends with my man now because he lost.
Yeah.
Because he's bleeding and my man's not bleeding.
Yeah.
So I was just like, bro, I just shrugged my shoulders like, I don't know what to do. So I just walked off and went back to doing my thing, innit? Because at that point, like it was mad because of the way man was, I was so invested in the man them at school.
Yeah.
But then I was also so invested in my girl.
I was so invested in my girl in school.
So after school, if the man them were going Palace, then going to lick it down, wherever we were going to lick it down, whatever we were doing, whatever madness we was on. Yeah, if we were going to a next school, if we were going Clapham, if we were going this place, that place, regardless of what we were doing, I was on that. I was always like the first or second person to be like involved in that thing. But if I want to do it, I could just go home, change, go to my girls and be there all night, bro, till 4 o'clock in the morning. It's time for me to go back until buses started running again the next day to take me to my yard, bro. Yeah. Like I could do that too. So when my mom was talking to the man them
I was just like,
I'm gonna go to my girls.
I was just thinking
that every day.
I was just immersed. Yeah. I was just immersed in my girl. Like, obviously, mum's was cool and that, so I was just like, everything was just carpet set. You feel me? So it was just nice.
That was so jokes because there was actually a point where no one was really like it just wasn't as solid. Like,
no one was talking.
Yeah, bro. Because I remember even after the eye thing, I kind of squashed it with you after that. Do you know what I'm saying?
You was the only one that was like, oh yeah, Joe. Yeah, right. Yeah, and I was like, But then it's weird, isn't it? Because we're the original from year seven. Yeah. It's like your original friend.
Yeah, coming back.
It's like
he had my back.
Yeah, Joe, you cool? Yeah. And then I remember feeling like, yeah, man, that's my real friend, man. Yeah, man. No one else spoke to me, but yeah, man, Thames is real. But like you can't say it. Just like, yeah, I'm cool. But
I remember,
inside I feel like, yes, fam, I got my real friend back.
Bro, I remember even at that time, man, still not talk to anyone. And I think at the time, like, man, whatever, but I still didn't like London, the man there. You know what I mean? Because I swore to God and that. Alright, cool.
That's what
so
I swore to God.
So I think, I can't remember what's happened after that, but we're playing football outside. I don't know why we was playing football outside, innit?
By the car park.
Yeah,
innit?
We were still playing football, but, like, it was like a lesson because it wasn't school. It was, I mean, it wasn't like, I was going to say playtime.
It weren't like lunchtime.
It was like a lesson. Yeah. Was playing ball and obviously Joey and Snatcher was on my team, but I'm not talking to both.
Yeah. I remember this.
I think I scored a goal.
Mad thing. It was a mad thing.
Passed to Saturday. I did Saturday. Yeah. And then they started spiding me again.
Man's like,
You know that? Like back then, you could be friends again.
Yeah. Cool, fast.
I was like, all right, I'm back, but I'm not back. You know what I'm saying?
You know why she been burned, yeah? Nah, bruv. Because I know what. Burn me twice is a madness. Because niggas ain't trying to come back after that, fam.
But just after that fight, remember, I still weren't talking to the man,
yeah.
But I was talking to you.
Yeah.
So it was me, you, Pat, and a few of the other...
Pat.
Like, the others.
Yeah.
And the play times was kind of meaty still. I won't even lie. Like,
walk around, fam.
Because that weren't man's thing. Like, weren't me and you's thing.
Yeah, bro.
Like, man is too integrated in the man them to not come out of class and phone the man them. Yo, where are you?
Yeah,
a man's in a lunch room. Go downstairs.
Do you know what's funny about that though? Those times are the times when where the tiny, like not even the tinies, really, like the little ones.
Yeah.
Because they used to play football at the back.
Bit. Yeah.
So obviously, man, it'll be me, you, and Pat there, and then all like the little ones that turn into little bad boys now.
Fam, what's his name? Is it Gunnar Grimes?
Yeah.
He was out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was lit up. He was lit.
Yeah.
I remember looking at him like, fucking hell, like, you're fucking it up. Yeah, like, bro. You're doing the mad thing. And as mad as years went by.
Yeah. But I remember that's when me man saw the future us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Doing their little thing, doing the little robberies and that. You know what I'm saying, fam? Yeah, that was the first time man that sort of discovered them. You know what I'm saying, fam? But man, bro, I think it's like the school thing was funny. I want to go back to the oldest thing and that, innit? Because... I don't know how much time we got.
I'd say this is probably going to be the last point.
But because we digressed a lot. But I remember there was a time when I wanted to, I think I spoke about this on the pod as well before, but like Thames was ringing enough for me to not want to do the other thing.
Yeah.
But you know, like, I don't think it's ever a thing. I don't think, did you ever tell like your olders, like, yeah, I'm not repping that no more? It just kind of.
No, you just, you know, well, what happened on my side?
Yeah.
Obviously, when you leave school,
this sounds like at work.
It's weird, isn't it? Like you morph into your own person. Yeah. But my two olders,
yeah,
I still see. I still got a lot of love for.
Yeah.
Like it's never a, I used your name and now I don't need it.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more of a, you see them and it's always that love. It's always that respect. It's more, you know, it is. As soon as you got to a stage where you don't even need any of that. My connection with them got a lot better.
Yeah.
Like as actual friends a man, like man to man. Mm-hmm. Like we actually bond now more than a older, younger.
I think, I was only saying that because I think they got to a point where I think I didn't want to even be like associated anymore. Just because like the relationship we had was like such a like, this is my little brother. This is my, do you know what I mean? This is my little brother. And there's times when man's gone out. These times, man's big. Even like...
Pause.
Yeah, pause, sorry. Even like, all right, so two stories quickly. I remember, and I probably told a story before.
I remember we've gone out to, I think it was Rep Your Country or something like that.
Oh shit, yeah.
But these times, man's what, 20? No, maybe oh, 19. Younger. Maybe.
Yeah, oh, yeah, bro, man's 18, man.
18, yeah.
Rep
yeah,
Your
yeah,
Country
yeah.
was, I went job just a month before that.
Before, so, yeah.
So man's gone to Rep Your Country and obviously CAD's there, but by this time I'm big, like I'm Thames. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't really,
identify.
Yeah, yeah, I'm Thames. But obviously we're still talking and that, you know what I'm saying? But I'm Thames at this point. But like someone had asked, like, oh, like are you two brothers, da, 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 da. And he's like, yeah, this is Cadet. Like, but every time he saw me, bro, like, and it was so annoying. But at the same time I loved it. Yeah, but at the same time I was like, oh bro, man, like, call me Thames. Yeah, like, yeah, love never call me Thames once. Cadet. Like, yeah, Cadet, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And we'll be at the bar and he was like, can I get, like, I'm gonna, yeah, like, can I get a Cadet on the Rocks? Like, we both want a Cadet on the Rocks. And she made the drink, and I'm thinking, bro, this is the waviest thing. I thought I was wavy, bro. Yeah, yeah, he's telling me there's still, like, there's still yeah, more to learn. To do. Yeah, because yeah, you're yeah, doing this in, like, with white people yeah, and that now. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, I could do this with Gal and the man yeah, and that, but you're wearing a bar yeah, and you're saying, yeah, yeah, them times, hey, I guess man's new to like,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
you got to say, going to bear different fucking places.
He's 20 at this point as well.
Yeah, yeah, bro. But at that time, I still feel like I looked at him like he was like, I don't know, like
25, 30.
25, bro. I don't know why. I think it was just the aura. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just the aura. Like, I was really enamored by the whole, yeah, like just the aura, bro. And I remember I'd bought I don't even know if you lot know this, I'd bought a fucking watch. I can't remember what watch it was, yeah. I'd bought a fucking watch off my Bridging Grinch, yeah, that same day. And we ended up getting into a fucking madness out of your country and ducking some youths down, bruv. And I lost that fucking watch, bro.
I remember that madness.
And it was all because of him, bro. I'm sure it was all because of him, bro. I don't know. I can't remember what he done. But you get me? Man's ducking the youth down. I don't think that watch even saw my house. Do you get what I'm saying, bro? Like,
that's how fast it was.
Bro, I bought the watch from Grinch in... I bought it by Brixton, by the police station. Mm. And then I've gone to Rep Your Country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've partied at Rep Your Country. I've ducked the youth down. I've lost the watch. It never saw my house, bro.
Yeah, that's mad.
I can't even ask for a refund. I can't even ask for a refund. And yeah, I think that was like... And then there was something that happened, man. I think that told a story about the tits thing, the running thing, yeah? And like, I just managed, like, all of that time, there's no one else in the ends. Like, mm-hmm, not in the ends, but we're Leicester or something.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else about. Like, them niggas ain't really going to ride for me and that. Do you get what I'm saying? Right. I think me and Breeze have stepped out, you get me?
Walkies.
Me and Breeze have stepped out. I don't know if Waze was, I can't remember, but me and Breeze have stepped out, like, yeah.
Raise that pause.
Man up. Just ran into, like...
Barnardo's.
Yeah, Barnardo's. Man's running into Cadet. Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, at this point, I'm like... I got now. Tell him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, man got moved to another. Because I already had that. I had that such arrogancy that, like, bro, like,
I'm me now.
I'm yeah, me now. Yeah, and now yeah, I just, I genuinely felt like, I remember feeling like a 15-year-old boy, yeah, yeah, because he done this. Like, come, yeah, let's yeah, go now. I was like, fuck. Do you get what I'm saying, bro? But yeah, man.
But
yeah,
I had a situation. Well, it wasn't the same situation. Yeah. I remember when I weren't talking to the man.
Yeah.
And I told Repo.
Yeah.
Fuck them, man. Like, they're your bridges and that. But, like, if they're not talking to you,
yeah,
forget that, man. You just do your thing.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. And I remember there was a period in my life where it was, I'll leave school, come home, because obviously I lived the closest yeah, to school than everyone. And I'll just go on Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah.
And just chat to him and chill in his house and da, da, da. And it was like, he, like, it's mad. He was, what, a year older?
Two
years mm-hmm, older. But he was very
was
much
all in the
more,
same year.
Yeah, like, but he was very much more knowledgeable than us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, they're your bridges, man. Like, these things happen, but yeah, I forget that because obviously I think around that time I was with. Yeah, man, just call man. Don't worry about that. And obviously, as a young man, you're just thinking, no, but
my friends are my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, my friends, yeah, like, well, like, they're not gonna chat to me. He's like, sharp, man. Watch, man. Obviously, when everything went back, he's like,
Told you, yeah. See,
I told
like you're
you
a wise man.
Yeah, he's like, oh shit, like, I wasn't even thinking. Like, yeah, man, no, don't worry. Like, but I think that's the only kind of running I ever had with like a elder of mine in terms of not like I got a problem,
yeah,
but
yeah,
something's got going on and they're there to kind of
yeah,
help you through it or aid you through it,
yeah, yeah,
or some sort. Or I think Ramp's done it as well when I was a young boy, and my poor phone got took at Megaphone. At Megaball. And I told Ramps. I just was like a couple of weeks later. Ramps like, fam, you know, I saw that dickhead today, fam. And I swear, I just had to put it on him. And everyone was like, no, 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 don't do it. Don't. Said, no, fam, because it was you that fucking robbed my young. He's like, no, I'm sorry. I'll give it back to you. He's like, no, fuck that. And at that point, I weren't there. So I couldn't
feel that.
Yeah. But I still felt like you rolled for me.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah. My older.
Hey, Joey's naked.
I said, wow. You actually care about me. I said, like, yeah. I like you, like you.
But then that's what it's supposed to be.
No,
like,
no, it is. But come saying, on, bro. But niggas want yeah, like, yeah, come on, like you're, yeah, niggas, but yeah, niggas. Like yeah, yeah. I'll chat to him.
Yeah.
But many sources yeah. that was there told me confirmed. That's exactly what happened. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He badded him up.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's mad because I was like, I saw the youth like, a few times after. He weren't looking at me.
Yeah, bro. Because he got put on.
Yeah.
All right, we could get out of it.
Yeah. Know. But was there any things for you though?
No, not really. Like quick one. There was a nigga in the hood, still in the hood, bro. Who I never had like direct contact with. I can't say we've ever. I don't have his number. I've never had his number. We've never been in any business, but nigga called.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, this was just the flyest nigga. Mm-hmm. Bro, this youth was. He weren't. With no team of niggas, mm-hmm. weren't repping no gang, mm-hmm. he weren't doing none of that stuff. When everyone was driving, when everyone was on foot,
he was
on a ped. When everyone had peds, he had the Corsa, like the 54 plate silver Corsa. There was one time, at one point, he had two Corsas, two of the same Corsa at the same time. Bro, it was the first nigga I see with an Aqua, then it was the first nigga I see with a Rolly, then it was the first nigga I see with white gold chains. Mm. Like, and this brother's not even that much older than me. I'm talking like, he's probably like 34.
Okay, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
today, like. So, it for me, he was just in the ends. He didn't roll with no team. Mm. He weren't no gunman. He was just about bread, bro. He was the first nigga I see driving a Porsche in the ends.
Jeez.
Like, but he was just on a different money level, different hustler ambition, bro. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, bro, this nigga is lit. Mm. Like this, and no one, he never got checked.
Never got checked.
No one was time, never got napped, never got robbed, never got, none of that stuff happened to man.
None of that.
No, never even got banged in the face.
Yeah.
Like you never even heard none of that shit. Like, but he was low key digital, but he was at the same time, he was about.
I
don't know if there was more anyone in the hood when I was growing up as a young G, as a wannabe hustler, that was as inspiring as my man. He was just on a different, he was on a different frequency to everyone else, bro. Yeah. Like I remember one time he linked man, he didn't link me, he linked someone that I was with, and then, it was a crow transaction, and then he had like a can that looked like an aerosol can, like some sort of polish or whatever. Mm. And just turned upside down and screwed off the bottom, and all the pack was inside the can. I was like,
this is a real hustler, man.
This is some 007 shit. And this was, man was riding, this is like 2008, 2007, and man's riding around in a 911. Yeah, with a suit on. With a suit on, like James St. Patrick.
Yeah, with a suit on, bro.
I was like, bro, this is where I need to be at. Yeah.
You know what them times that Jay-Z was rapping about niggas in suits.
Even if bought a three piece,
it was different levels. But that, that's why I asked the question. But it was my man that was just like, yeah, pause. But it was him that was just like,
inspiring.
That's where it's at.
Yeah, that's been an eventful episode.
It's funny that we didn't have many mentors though. Like that, like, it was really like you have to scratch the surface to that.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we should say Corey Johnson, I guess. Yeah,
100.
You know, slave labor and that.
Yeah, slave labor. My mom called it slave labor the other day.
By
the way, I know my mom's watching this. Yeah, bruv, my mom loves you, bruv.
Oh, thanks, mom.
Bruv, anytime, bro. She will mention, like, she'll just be like, his mindset is just so amazing. It's so great to see. He's so serious. Like, I'm like, mum, he's been like this since I've known him, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only now, like, everyone's getting to see it. Like, there's people that will come to me and we'll talk about the point. It's like, yeah, consider that. I'm like, I told you this nigga, like, this is his day to day. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, this is his day to day, bro.
Shit.
So, yeah, I just thought I'd mention that.
Say good things.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's good things. It's good things. I won't mention the band's name, yeah. But I was in a car the other day with two of my brethren, yeah. You're going to know who they are, but I was in a car with two of my brethren. And one of my brethren, both of them at one point in life has old cons money in it. Both of them, innit? And one, I think, is old cons money. I think it's more recently for something to do with a holiday.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And like, they were both talking about it. Like, even I've got old cons money. And they was both talking about it. And he was like, yeah, like, see when he messages you here? Like, it's like not a bad thing, but like the hairs kind of the hairs kind of stick out a bit because you know, like, yeah, he's about his, like, he needs his money. It's not like I'm shook. I'm a boy to him. It's like, that money's gonna leave my account. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna have to go, bro. And he was both talking about it. Like, guy, like, I hear you, bro. Like, bro was sick, and he said, I still had to send the money,
bro. Bro was sick, and bro, because you know what it is, yeah. You know what it is. You know, obviously, and it's not even a thing where you see, like, I don't. If a man says to me, I'm not a bank.
Yeah.
But if a man says to me, oh, bro, like, lend me some peas and.
Yeah,
bro. If you're my bedroom and I can help you.
Yeah, yeah.
You, if you can help someone, you should for the right reasons. Oh, God, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, so he's like, bro, yeah, just front me, and I'm like, all right, cool. But I want it becomes contractual, doesn't it?
This is it.
Remember when I said, yeah, but I.
Do you know what it is? Yeah, it's a real business. Yeah, like, yeah, you know, like, it's the back of. Do you know what I'm saying? It like, it's not like my bridge brought me money, and sometimes you might be a week late. Like, just know. Once he's handed that money to you, yeah. Once he's done something, yeah, we are now in a business.
You understand?
That's it now.
Yeah, bro. So
the contract's been entered.
So I'm like, he's like, bro. Yeah. I'm like, all right. So all right, cool. So let me not. This is not boastful.
Yeah.
It's a man's bedrooms.
Yeah.
And within the realms of reason, man will do anything for my friends. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. So he's like, all right, spot me this much money.
Uh-huh.
Man will get that back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, say less. When do you need it? All right, cool. I need it by the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere between the 5th and the 10th is fine with me,
because mm-hmm.
that's when I want it back. Mm-hmm. Cool, say nothing. It's got to the 9th. I'm like, bro, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sending it now. All right, cool. Bet, it's right, it's fine. Tomorrow, the next day's come. I'm like, bro, it's the next day.
He showed me the texts. That's the funny thing. And then the concerns are like, it's starting to feel like I'm chasing.
Oh, bro, man.
Bro.
It's so funny, bro.
And you know, like, you see what the money don't make, man. You feel me?
Yeah.
But you see, I have a big issue with man thinking that my money is more important in it needs to be in your account
more than
my account.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's mine.
Yeah.
Are you fucking what are you, what exotic are you smoking?
Oh,
yeah, shit. Let me get my thing,
yeah,
please. Quick. Like, even shout out not something the other day, yeah, bro.
Yeah,
spot me 350. I'm like, yeah, bro, all right, cool, no all problem. Right. I'll pay you back in 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, cool.
That's 14 days.
That's 14 days.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, if you can pay it back before,
then
great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But not after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not after, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Not after.
Yeah,
yeah. Not after. Man, because, no, bro. No. Don't play around with the situation, because then that's when your credit score goes bad.
Yeah.
And man can't front you next time.
Yeah, yeah, never.
Feels and like you see business. When a man, like, you see, like, and it's not even a thing where I know a man's gonna ask me in future.
Yeah.
But you see, when a man says, "Can you lend me this?" and I have it, and I feel that I have to say no. I feel bad anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Because you're not gonna ask. Mm. Men are older. Men are big men now. Men are prideful as well. Man's not gonna ask if you don't need it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm gonna tell you no when I have it.
It's gonna burn.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say? It's mad. Yeah, it's a mad complex. So just pay me when you say you're gonna pay me. Like, it's simple as that, fam.
It's that just simple.
Start as you mean to go on, fam. Yeah, but you're not incurring interest. I'm not loan sharking you.
Bro said, yeah, the hairs on my... I said, yeah. That's bank pressure. Like, only bank will give you that kind of... You see an 08 sign number calling you.
Yeah. You know what time it is, man.
All right, Joey, think that's out, bro.
Yeah. Subscribe, like, DM us anything that we've spoken about. You may have something to say.
You might even get to watch this full video.
Yeah, you might. It depends. It depends what's going on. But yeah, man, guests coming up soon. And we will see you next week so me and Tem can tell you about our start of Ramadan.
I mean, I started it today. We'll tell you how the whole week's going. Yeah.
And then we'll give you weekly updates.
I just want to say, I phoned Joey today, and I was like, yo, like, you fasted, my bro, you know what I'm saying? And then Joey went, yeah. When I heard that, I was like, oh, Satan, he did do it, bro. He did do it, fam.
Imagine, just a quick one.
We're out of it.
I woke up at 3:30 to eat. Yeah, I finished 10 minutes before Fajr. Mm-hmm. All my Muslims know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then, obviously, I haven't took my Shahada. I don't know the proper praying protocols. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't pray. I will get there in my time. And then, yeah, I woke up. I was thinking, wow, like, the waking up thing's a bit mad. But all right, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm cutting through the day. Then my good sister... shouting me like, no, she shouted my girl actually, saying, oh, I think they was just talking about me. Oh yeah, like Joey just started fasting. She's like, when now? She's like, yeah, yeah. Like why? She's like, what do you mean why? She's like, it starts tomorrow. Well, she phoned me like, oh, babes, laughing.
Joey didn't call me, you know. What's up? I called Joey at like 5 o'clock, like proud to get up and say, we did it.
But she phoned me at 11 something.
Oh.
Laughing, I'm like, what's funny? Ramadan starts tomorrow, so you can eat. I'm like, oh, is it? She's like, yeah. Like, sick. Imagine I spoke sick. To her, she said that it's in Saudi Arabia when the sun, and da, 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 da. I was sick, like, oh, sick, okay, sick, cool. Sick. So then I phoned my mum. I was like, oh, mum,
sick.
Ramadan has started. She's like, yeah, but I don't care. I'm like, yeah, well, I'm just passing on the message.
Sick. What?
She's like, oh, okay, yeah, cool, but you know me, like, I don't care, like, I'll do my thing. I said, oh, okay, cool. Then I just forgot.
Get us out of here.
Then there's only been Tev's for me. I said, oh, yeah. Sorry, but it's not here today. Tev's like, yeah, man, I'm hungry.
So I'm starving.
Then they're starving. He said, yeah, what time is it? I said, yeah, 6:11. And I'm going to order something from now. Yeah, all right, cool. But yeah, guys, see you next week.
Yeah, man, peace, man.
Just telling you about our lashes.
I can't do it.